microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the press. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery, magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Lo, place rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Back again, I'm Jay Love, by my partner in crime, partner in rhyme, Blaze Rock. Greetings, sir.
How do you do?
I'm doing well, man. I was listening to, and this is, has nothing to do with today's show, but it's hip-hop related. For those of you that know about Ice-T, some of y'all listening saying, Ice-T, you mean the dude that's on Law & Order? Look, Google Ice-T, and obviously we know his wife got bodied for days, but Google Ice-T and check out the song, Six in the Morning, old school classic song. It goes on forever in a day, but if you got speakers, you turn it up, and that's old school, just Ice-T at his best, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
Hey, I laugh when people say, who the heck is Ice-T? I'm like, oh, how about that? But I guess it's no different. I guess it's no different than, you know, when we were younger and our parents would bust out some old singer or something. You'd be like, who? And they'd be like, boy, you better know about that.
I think you got a point there. Speaking of old school artists or just artists in general, I was doing a little bit listening to, you know, Ice-T and listening to some other stuff earlier. Just some albums that I really, really like. And I was thinking that you hear about, it seems like every year when Biggie's death comes up, you hear about, there's an article or there's a story about the making of Ready to Die, right. The making of the Life After Death, the making when it's Tupac's time, the making of, and you get where I'm going.
Right.
So if there was, real quick, if there was, just pick maybe one out of many that you would have an interest in kind of getting that behind the scenes look to hear about the recording process, where the song titles came from, all that stuff, that behind the scenes kind of interesting stuff. Is there any artist that comes to mind that would make you think, that was a cool project. How did that come about?
I'm going to say that I have two of them, straight up. And that is Wu-Tang Forever.
Okay.
And Only Built for Cuban Links.
Okay.
I mean, straight up. Just because, especially with Wu-Tang Forever, dude, because if you remember, it took like forever, pun intended, for that album to actually come out.
Right.
And so I always wondered, like, what was going on during that period of time? Were they just posted getting high, or, you know, were they just at an impasse for a long period of time, or, you know, and I, like I said, I just always wondered that and have never really been able to, you never hear anything about that though. You never hear anything about, you know, the process of that album or the process. I would like to hear the process of Triumph alone.
Yeah.
You know? Cause that's a long song for one, but you know, to be able to get every one of them on that song and with that beat, which is just epic, you know, I always wondered how that whole process went.
The whole logistics of a crew the size of Wu-Tang, that's just amazing to get people on the same page. But then, because RZA, especially, and not, obviously as time goes on, people still pay homage to RZA, but as you get older and you're more mature, you don't want somebody to have that, maybe that ironclad say-so on what you're doing. But think about it, at that time, it was, if you dropped a weak verse, you're out. Who else is coming in?
Right.
And think about that, how that, and you often tell me, and I say this to other folks, iron sharpens iron.
Right.
And how that had to step everybody's game up if you wanted to make sure that you were on more than one track.
You know, I really wish, though, in a way, that there were more situations like that, because I think that increases quality. I think, you know, if you take all the pride and egos aside, that ensures a certain product quality that the producer or that leader has in mind for that particular project. Yeah. Now, if you notice though, that can also go awry when the rest of the folks aren't on the same wavelength. So if you look at, for example, Wu-Tang Forever, and compare that to eight diagrams, it's a whole different situation where you can tell that, you know, the rest of the group isn't necessarily on the same page, but they're going along with it because, you know, that's what it is. And then you start to see dissension amongst the project, and the project then starts to suffer, I believe.
And sometimes that can be, and it's amazing how, let's say you and I are recording a project and we good, but then maybe somebody comes in your ear and says, you know, man, I think Jay is on some me stuff, man. You need to holler at your boy. You're not thinking of it, but you keep hearing it. Or maybe your girl comes to you and says something. And so sometimes it's the outside, all the ancillary things that can also impact. Well, we need to pay this mortgage. You're right. You can't take me off this song. I need those mechanical royalties. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. So all that stuff kind of starts to weigh the pressure on it. But I think I like it, especially you mentioned Only Built for Cuban Links, because some of the beats on that album, you just had to, because, you know, when oftentimes when we're together, when we were recording projects, and we hear a beat and say, oh, that's bananas, that's crazy. Think about some of those beats that ended up, like the one with Nas. I can't think of the name of
Verbal Intercourse.
Think about when that track came on and just saying, okay, that's it. I know what to write. I know what the concept is. Just being in that atmosphere would have to be real cool.
I agree. I think that's the perfect artist or artist incubation, if you will.
Yeah. Cool. So speaking of Raekwon and Only Built for Cuban Links, we're going to get into a couple tracks. The first one is from Raekwon featuring RZA. It's called Start the Show. And then going into a Razzcast track, it's called Oral Sex. So we're going to get into those. Raekwon featuring RZA and then Razzcast. We'll be right back. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
But killing me, you won't find that so easy.
Yeah!
Let's start the show. Come on, let's go. Set 1, 2, 3, 4. Set oh, clap your hands. Let's start the show.
Revolutionary gangster, the will to kill. Everything up, my roots are still. Do it big time, march through the desert and shine. Let the seeds live free while we open the minds of every black man, white man. No color, my right in hand. It's like dynamite, I fight for land. Plus banjo, getting money, affect the plan. We travel through Beijing and head up Japan. Hoods everywhere, bring the goods and gear. And teach them how to hold mics and grow them beards. Then stop, check my brothers and my sisters in Africa. We know that stairs, yes, we've been acting up. Bush fucked the world up and left our soldiers out in Iraq, blessed them with roses. Foes try to approach, we roast them goats. We terrorize the city, but forget the quotes.
Bravo, bravo.
Trying to take us back to Reaganomics, use atomic bombs on Islamic countries to stop them from being Islamic. But Islam is a way of life, Islam is the way of Christ. Islam means peace, the beast must pay a price for its wickedness. Politics is the trickiest business on this planet. The bandits are the slipperiest snakes to ever slither. You ever stop to consider who's pulling these strings? From Napoleon to Hitler, is there an unseen hand with the unseen plan? The unclean man from the unclean land. Desire to kill the righteous, dumb down the brightest. Give us life in this world that seems so lifeless. Put a price on things that are priceless. Convince us that meanness is stronger than the nicest. Who really has the power? Is it theirs? Is it ours? Is it democracy or demonic prowlers? Do we have a press or president? Is it a test or a testament? Pest or pestilence? Who got the evidence? Who got the common sense? Stop all the negligence. Symbolic to
to y'all frankly. So all you weak niggas can hate me. Jealous cause they know I'm this shit like Mr. Hanky. Reintroducing Razzcast the waterproof. I'm too deep, you too short. Standing on 2 feet, drowning in 2 feet. Capiche? I defy defeat by defecating on beat. Fuck how you feel. I got an oil fixation with spitting liquefied razors. So ill that they cut through steel. So if my album ever sell 3 mil, I'm slashing every rapper with a deal. Every nigga with a video look like Seal. Kiss from a rose? Nah, more like a peck from Jada. Even with the spectator. Rank the niggas 45 and Blaze 50 greatest MCs. Good looking, but I beg to differ though. Body of evidence? My molecular structure based on the table of elements. I'm CMX4, NL3, IV3, plus TG2, RV4, MS4, GR1, AT5, complex with curriculums combined. A next level innovator with invigorating rhymes. Plus slightly thugged out, but revolutionary with mine. Spit my message with grime, 5 years ahead of my time. 2005, I'ma be that nigga beating down traffic cops and stop signs. Now put that in your glass, dick and smoke it. Who the dopest? If Rass spoken, locust, the most focus. Wrote the opus, nature the threats, folks focus. Rich as the bogus can get it, like I'm sexually transmitted. Spit it. Yeah, yeah. Evil D make it ill for me. Spit it. On a photo, my skill. Scorching hot to death and dropping arctic. So MC shatter like glass next time a nigga spark shit. Makes sense even if I don't make dollars. Asiatic ghetto scholar. You're grafted like sealess grapes and wild wallers. My hoochie bitches pop that pussy while my pimp niggas pop they collars. These the last days of disco.
It's all about me, 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 me.
Cause I'm on you with a big dick though. You faggot like Cisco. You thumbs down 6 feet like Ebert and Gene Cisco. I'm blessed from my father's complexion, my mother's features. I'm unique. All other creatures. Catch me rocking a black do-rag, telling pigeons use a motherfucking fool. Then now they be like, you look like Ja Rule, but that's cool. That's all short chocolate cheeky eyed niggas look alike, boo. Let the pin stroke so the track have a heart attack. You blind, baby, get your cataracts, cataracts. Matter of fact, face it, B, I'm just not the norm. More graphic than porn. I'm like eyewitness in the Matador, get his rib cage crushed. Lung gore by a raging bull's horn. I put it on like a uniform.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. So, and it's not an intentional Wu-Tang thing here, but I did come across something.
It is.
Ghostface Killer.
Keep it real. We did that on purpose. We are totally meta on Microphone Masters. You hear something from us, you know we just segued on purpose.
Indeed, indeed. That was, yeah, that is kind of true.
That's so how we get down. We're effortless with our connectivity right there.
Ghostface Killer is getting sued by the gentleman who came up with the theme for Iron Man. And from his 2000 album, I mean, and you can Google it and find out about the article, and it's also getting some flack for using the Tony Stark's moniker, which is obviously used in the Iron Man films and all that stuff. Now, my thing is, this, and this is kind of where I want to go with this and get your thoughts on it, Blaze, is you have art. This is 2011, so you would think that there. I think that there should be some type of statute of limitations when it comes to artists being sued, whether it's hip hop or rock, whatever, being sued for maybe sampling something, or in this case, so obviously with the Iron Man theme, or with using somebody's name, a derivation of somebody's name. You think of the Bridgeport Music, the gentleman that holds a lot of the song titles or the copyrights for a lot of George Clinton songs that he went through when he purchased those copyrights. He went through and started suing all kinds of hip-hop artists. I mean, some that were 20 years when they used Parliament samples 20 years prior. I think there should be some type of statute of limitations on this, because sometimes it just gets ridiculous.
I only disagree, man, because number one, you got to remember that because music has become so accessible,
right.
You run the risk of people, because, okay, for example, I'm not that into country music, right? So I have no idea what's being done in country music right now. Now, let's just say, you know, hypothetically speaking, let's say I did a, you know, let's say I did some music and somebody, a country western singer, decided to use some of that in a song. Or, and I use country because I don't know anything about it. So, okay, he's there. He uses it. I have no idea that he uses it. I have no idea that he's making a ton of money off of it.
Right.
At some point down the road, I find out that he's made a ton of money off of something that's mine, and I haven't gotten credit for it. Right. I believe I should be able to get that credit at the very point that I'm able to, you know, to bring that litigation, you know, with proper evidence. What I don't agree with is where you have situations where artists are doing it and thinking they can get away with it. Right. And I don't want to take like a super, you know, super snotty moralistic stance, because I mean, let's be real, I download music too. So what I am saying is, when it comes to artists and companies and corporations utilizing intellectual property, and this even goes further than just music, you know, it goes into other types of, you know, video game developers and, you know, and comic books and everything you can think of that's an intellectual property. I think when you start putting time limits on when that infringement can be brought to litigation, I think that's when you almost encourage people to steal. I almost encourage people, you know, to use things, not give the proper credit, not look to make sure that the other person is compensated. And I think you run, you know, and I'll give you a good example. Even in comic books, because those copyrights expire after a certain period of time, you would have corporations, companies, and whatnot that would wait till that point and then open the floodgates. So I think music to me is one of the only areas that really has it, you know, on point outside of video games. That really has it on point as to making sure that, okay, if you use this, whether you used it in 1952 and I just found out in 2011, I still get the money that I still have recourse to get the money that I'm owed.
I think you bring up valid points. I guess I'm just thinking, because I can remember when that album came out.
Okay? So do I. Oh, yeah.
And thinking, ooh, wow, somebody is going to get him for that. But so, and I guess to your point, because I am in the world of hip hop, therefore thinking these other businesses or whoever holds these copyrights, they should know. But because there's so much out there and because there's so much noise out there, that it's hard to be able to cut through that clutter and pick out just the few or the handful or just the one that may be infringing upon those copyrights. So I think
it's something else, though, is it's still our responsibility as producers to make sure that we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's. And if we're not, then we have to pay, you know, then there's a consequence. I mean, I love that Supreme Clientele album. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, even when we started talking about it, I started saying the little part without even thinking about it, but that's exactly what the guy's getting at. There's a bunch of people who heard that and may have had the impression that it was made directly for Ghostface. And you know, there's some of us who are smart enough to know that that was a sample and that it probably had more to do with the cartoon and, you know, and the previous series is, but there's other people who don't know. But more importantly, this dude put the work in, so he deserves it. And I'll give you a flip side to that is, if RZA was in that same situation and somebody took a sample of something that he did,
right,
and he found out, he's not gonna be like, oh well, it's been a while, so it's cool. Nah, he gonna call That's up the true. Lawyer. He gonna call up Scheinberg and Jacoby and say, you know, I need to speak to somebody. I need to get this done, this taken care of. So, I mean, I think it's important though that we pay attention to our business, especially because sampling is such an integral part of what we do. And I love RZA, dude, but RZA's notorious for that. This is not the first or the 50th time where you hear about, you know, about RZA doing that. But as far as the Tony Starks, because it's the S when you're dealing with Ghostface.
Right.
As far as that moniker, I thought that was comedy. That was just somebody complaining. You know, that's just a part of popular culture. People use names and titles and things like that from other arts. But most importantly, they don't really have much room to stand on, considering that, you know, his actual sales and production of his product is all done under Ghostface Killer. And it's just, you know, it's just a nickname. Just like my real name is not Blaze. Right. So, you know, so I laughed at that when I saw that part.
Indeed. Well, sure, we're going to get into it. This is this gentleman coming up. He was actually the project that his group first put out back in 93 was off delayed because of some samples issues. They sampled the theme from Taxi, so it didn't make the album for sample clearance stuff. So I'm going to get into A-Plus from his project. It's called, what is it called? I'll get back to you guys with that one. But A-Plus is called Can't Stop. And then Joel Ortiz featuring Pheromone and B.O.B. is called Am I a Psycho? It's the remix of that. So A-Plus and Joel Ortiz featuring Pheromone and B.O.B. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on CNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Outside on my windowsill, I can't concentrate on my Contra. Yes, I play Nintendo still while reading a book and cooking. Some say this is ADD. I count every single step I take. I like to ADD. I just removed the brakes off of my brand new ATV and switched the wheels with the BMX that I received in 83. I'ma ride past the precinct completely naked and say, hey. I just totally forgot what I would say. But it would be mean and they would just scream and throw on their beams and try to chase me. Oh, what a scene. It feels like a dream. A scene from Kennedy and Lacey. I used to love the Boots, but they kept bagging me in Macy's. It was actually a tragedy, man. Them damaged jeans was crazy. When everybody's happy, that makes me mad. And I get angry and make everybody sad. And then I'm glad I'm not a baby. I just like to have my way and play and say these really good rhymes and make you crumble up your paper a million times.
Am I a psycho? Am I a psycho? Psycho. Am I a psycho? Am I a psycho? Yeah, I'm a psycho. I guess
looking at you. But I gotta be looking at you to see that you're looking at me. That's true. Forget what I just said. My name is Ted. You wanna be cool? Maybe go shoot some pool. Maybe go swim in a pool. Maybe we'll hit the gym. You'll see how much weight I can pull. I make good protein shakes with Isopure and Cujo's drool. Or maybe we won't be friends. I'll make your eyebone look azul. With a left, a right, a kick and a bite. Let's fight on God. Let's duel. Last night I watched a bootleg movie. It was clear. Nobody walked across the screen and I'm the only one that cheered. Scratching my nut ears, guzzling beer, hugging my bear. A dope. A deer, a female deer, Ray, a blind man having fun. Run, son, protect your mom and sister, here they come. Bring it on, you Klingons, how dare you test the fleet? I'll drag your furry ass across the Chesapeake.
Am I a psycho? Am I a psycho? Yeah, I'm a psycho. I guess I'm a psycho.
Here's a line about why I haven't reached my prime when I rhyme.
In my mind, I'm 3 and a half.
My alter ego was 9. I'm a fucking American psycho. Lucky number 11. 6 million ways to die. Saw 7. Leaving skeletons charred with the dental rectus revealed. Post. Stab Kellogg. Strangle General Mills. I'm ill. I pop Bill. I killed him. Propped him behind the wheel. When I ditched his last words,
you need to see Dr. Phil.
Cannibal. Tragic. I'm more dramatic than Attica. Defrost your head and then smack the shit out of you. Then freeze it. Call it the first murder remix. Kill him, revive him. I leave him alive, paraplegic.
You should totally sting that police officer with a sling. See the voice sting.
Inside my head and not the police, it sting. You'll be wrapped around my finger when I'm walking on the moon. It's murder by numbers and killing season is soon.
Am I a psycho? Am I a psycho? Yeah, I'm a psycho. I guess I'm a psycho.
Two Mississippi, three bitches on my dicky. Four Mississippi, five Mississippi, six. Since was a good movie.
All right. You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So that A Plus track is from a project that he's putting out. It's going to be a series of little mini EPs. It's called Pepper Spray. So for those of you that want to check that out. But anyway, so what I wanted to talk about real quick, I came across. Obviously, the last couple of episodes we played some tracks that just happened to be by Common. They just happened to be some dope tracks, and Common was saying that it doesn't look like Kanye West is going to be on this project. Okay, whatever. That's fine. But it seems that No ID, his longtime collaborator, partner from over many years, is going to helm the entire project. So a couple of months ago, we talked a little bit about maybe producers and helming the entire projects. And so it just kind of made me think, now, do you think that this is more of an aberration, or is this a trend? Because you have artists like Ninth Wonder. He's done tracks. He's done complete projects with David Banner, with Murs, with Buckshot. You have the Felt, which is Murs and Atmosphere. When they do projects, they have one producer do the whole project. Recently, Pete Rock Smith with the Pete Rock and Smith and Wesson project. So, do you think this is something we're going to start seeing more of, or do you think it's just an aberration, my friend?
I think that assumes that we haven't been seeing it for a long time. Okay. And I think just because recently people have kind of gotten back to that. If you remember back in the 90s, that was always how it was.
Even
if it, and I'll go as far as a stretch a little bit and I'll say, okay, maybe it might not have been just one producer, but in some cases you had one producer with a one or two here and there, maybe,
Right.
I think also one of the things that we're fighting in hip-hop right now is a lack of cohesion when it comes to albums. And I think one of the best ways to get to reach a certain fundamental level of cohesion is to have the same producer, making sure that the sound is a certain way. So it's easy to kind of channel things a certain way. So I think that, I think that has a lot to do with it. I think also a lot of artists are simply fighting against the trend of sound that's going on right now. Everything is either like Lex Luger or it's some electro pop type sounding thing. So I think a lot of artists in hip hop are really trying to find ways to differentiate themselves. And a good way to do that is to get with a producer that you know is capable to put together a project like that and you know, bang something out. And it also becomes an easy marketing ploy.
I think you're right, because at the same to your point, it becomes one of those, you have 15 tracks on an album and maybe 10 different producers, so it becomes just 15 different singles
instead right. of lacking
cohesion, as we mentioned before. I think of, and we were talking about Wu-Tang a little earlier, so those first few projects, those first handful of projects, they were all helmed by RZA. So it had that consistency there, but along with it, the sound, all those things. And when you think of, when I was listening to Ice Cube Death Certificate a little bit earlier, and so that was, so you had Ice Cube with his production team, and you had the America's Most Wanted, he went to the Bomb Squad, so it just kind of makes you think about stuff like that. So I guess we shall see. Hopefully that cohesion will come back to hip-hop. This dude right here we're going to go into, Devin the Dude featuring Coffee Brothers and Slim Thug. It's called A Pair of Lips. We're gonna go mid-tempo. If you know anything about Devin the Dude, the dude does not do up-tempo. And then we're gonna go into a Young Buck track. It's called Addicted. So Devin the Dude featuring Coffee Brothers and Slim Thug and Young Buck. We're gonna be right back. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
She mean it. Same pair of lips to kiss another nigga's penis. Same lips spread lies just like diseases. Same lips that you be kissing on, nigga, I seen it. A hard head make a soft butt. And if you ain't never been through nothing, you need to shut the fuck up. It's the time to open your mouth and the time to be quiet. So close your damn trap, you might learn something, try. The OG used to say, a lie ain't shit to tell, especially for a trifling ass, scandalous ass female. Or that fake ass nigga that you met in jail, lying about the cars and the dope he used to sell shit. Even the preacher sometimes sound rehearsed. Lie behind the pulpit, you better do your research. Real talk, you better be careful on these streets, cause your so-called friend may turn out to be your friend of me.
promises, promises. I guess I'ma just live off the fact that I may not get nothing back from my efforts sometimes, but I'm convinced that I'm gonna see it much later down the line. In the beginning, you're feeling naive. Do this, try these. At the same time, high balancing on the trapeze while the crowd is cheering. Some advice you're hearing, but it's coming from the backseat and you're doing the steering. At times, you don't know where to turn. Need direction, watch it, cause someone might point you to the wrong intersection. There'll be some streets that you pass, you'll look back and hate you missed them. But your heart is the perfect navigational system when you have no one else to trust. Nothing left but dust. Wondering who's gonna help you up, and that's what your true friends are there for. Be patient and definitely be careful.
You got to watch what you're doing.
Addicted to getting money, homie.
I strive so hard to survive. Take it one day at a time. Nothing but money on my mind. I'm so addicted. Gotta be hustling till I die. Family first, I gotta provide. God, I trust, I love my life. I'm so addicted.
Addicted to getting money. Been on the bottom of the barrel. I'm coming up for air. Got my hands in so many things that's keeping me right here. Spending time with my family. I'm fighting for my freedom. These hoes falling in love. I'm trying to fuck them and leave. I got my mind on a million. Shouting and let that be the reason. How about I buy you a house and we just call it even? My partner told me he had a plug. I didn't believe him. Cause he be lying, but this time he practiced what he preached. I love to see these young niggas shine. It mean they eating. Hate to see these young niggas testify. Now let that be the reason. We be selling dope and thieving. Taking these grams and wham. Turn the hood to a video for MTV Jams. Rappers ain't gutter no more. Oh, you forgot who I am? Cause I've been boxing with Uncle Sam. Blocking in my brother Lamb. Selling dope out my mama house. Almost got my mother slammed. My definition of going ham. I'm addicted to the money, nigga. Fuck. Where niggas get shot and show off they flesh wounds. I'm from where niggas get killed and whoever next to him. And bitches fight at your funeral trying to get next to him. He let that ex do him. A small pill got him all killed. High on they own supply, they never knew him. Just heard the gunfire, lost in the money. And I can't find my way out. It won't work, she complain when I stay out. I can't leave, won't move, I boom the yay out. And fuck the other baby daddies and what they bout. Pregnant bitch man calling police on me. You can have the baby, just can't have me, shawty. I guess it's me and this paper, and bitch, I'm cool with it. You gotta lose it just to find out what to do with it. You gotta use it just to find out how to get it. I still do it and done it and know who did it. Addicted to the money, it's poor.
One day at a time.
To have people waking up, get money, ain't day all day. Back on my buck shit, volume 3.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. You know the roll call. Make sure you check out dubcnn.com all week long. Make sure you bookmark it, make it part of your favorites, whatever the case may be, so you can check the newest songs that are coming out, the hottest interviews, all those things. Also, the dubcnn radio network. You have yours truly, Microphone Masters Radio Show. You also have dubcnn Radio, and you also have Homegrown Radio, so make sure you check it out. You can stay in touch with everything that we have going on. Just go to Google and make sure you put in Microphone Masters Radio Show. You can hit us up or email us at micmastersradio@gmail.com. So that's how we do it, man. And we're going to real quick get into a couple more tracks. And I want to come back and leave you with an outro. We got some cool songs coming up. This is kind of a Wu-Tang little episode here, so this is how we do it. Sometimes it just happens like that. But we're going to get into a track, The Cool Kids featuring Asher Roth, Chip the Ripper, and Boldly James. It's called Roll Call, apropos, we just did the roll call. And Method Man featuring Trife Diesel and Capadonna, called Diesel Fluid. I really think this is probably a Trife Diesel song.
I agree.
They put Method Man's name first to get him a little bit more play, but it's a cool track. So check those out, Cool Kids and Method Man. We're going to be right back. It's Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
Like Voltron. This for all y'all.
All y'all.
Roll call.
Roll call.
I'm live, then state your name. It's like bust that.
Bust that.
Who's that?
Who's that?
It's Mike Rocks. Take a look up top. I had the iceberg sweaters and the jeans back in 01. Daffy Duck running on the stomach of that sweater. Chicago getter inside all leather. Boy, the loud. Out if you know one, talking about a shopping spree, damn, now we on one,
we on one.
I'm just kidding, ain't gonna be no bag in casino, always throw they chips in, throw it in the bag like the bag that the chips in, bag after bag of that cabbage we twisting, thinking about our existence and sticking to the mission, you could get a lot off top, or you could get that pot that you thin, depends if you was listening, we've been to the Michigan Ave with bag handles on hand, and sandals on sand ain't a better match, put 20 on the game and it's plenty in. Never scratch,
nah,
let me bet him
this
back.
For
all y'all,
roll call, roll call.
Live in state your name. It's like bust that,
bust that.
Who's that?
Who's that?
It's Charles Chopping it. Don't stop. The governor, the mayor, the president, the rest of them. I'm dressed in guest jean, pocket buzzing, text messages. Left hand rolling. Pass me the lighter, right hand jab, jaw to your face like we fighting up a cutting. Feeling tougher than a leather seat to the ground, like I threw it down from a couple stories. Don't drop it, don't lock my door. I got the key in the ignition. Yeah, the corner store kick, and this is it. This, that, them live rap rhymes that'll stick to your ribs, kid. Not that fake soy meat, bones, McRibs. Bite this, homie, that's bad for your wellness. Health insurance coverage couldn't cover regardless. You looking like us, and we ain't even get started.
That's why we don't believe you.
That's how we do it. Power to the peace.
This for all y'all.
All y'all.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Live in state your name.
It's like bust that.
Bust that.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Yeah. Now what you know about a cold winter, middle of Chicago, sitting 20 inches of precipitation on the pavement. I've been waiting for the warm weather. The sweater's getting heavy on me, getting sweaty while I'm getting never ready like a wrestler. Mentally in shape, I train about 5 times a day for like 9 hours straight. Tie around my waist, run a mile under 3. It's a breeze, I can do it on angles 90 degrees. Gotta keep the knees up, young buck, never ease up. Kids take a seat, it's time to meet, teach. Mike Rock economics while I be on physics. JP engineers while Chuck and Instructs English, we up in this. Don't think for 1 minute or play dumb, you dunce. You come sit front center and pay attention to the lessons of professors. Speaking to our generation, now or never.
This for all y'all,
all y'all.
Roll call,
roll call.
Live in state your name.
It's like bust that,
bust that.
Who's that?
Who's that?
All y'all.
Roll call,
roll call.
Live in state your name.
Yo.
It's like bust that,
who's that?
Who's that?
Chip 216, it only take about an hour for a young G to get ready. How long is going to take you lightweights to get heavy? A lot of y'all rock, but my rock's steady. Consistent, a couple misfits with some Fetty. Ride around L.A., blowing them tweeds. I need a soccer mom like that milf off Wings who sell. So I can pay her in full with this. She says she need a raging bull. Husband must be fire and... PayPal's the new, no need to wire that invoice balance. Where is the challenge? Hop on Turnpike, smoke out in Palace, Galay, Benz, Lex, or whatever I decide to. Chuck don't f*** with foreign cars, but I do. Louis cover up the eyes, which I'm high brew. And cause these corny rappers to Ivy.
This for all y'all. Roll call. Fly me and state your name. It's like bust that. Who's that?
James Jones from the drug zone. When Smiley had the Van Grax forms and the black troops, I had the grandma and Mars with React Jules. Started with the guest fit gun on my belt loop. The black on black Force Ones with the black swoosh. Ties are like a box of Chex Mix.
Bronze 10 noose.
Bass straps dangling. Triple fat goose. Rocking Gore-Texas Dunks and Air Max boots. My CP3-4 Charles Barkley. Had me ducking all my teachers and horse sweeps. To me running from police on the concrete. Without stuffing my Timberland and Nike. Team Wolverine, you a Vim Hirachi. They call me Jimmy King of the concrete. And I'm Jimmy Dean, high top beat. With this Byzantine on my Cosport team. We the winning team, get some courtside seats.
This for all y'all.
Roll call.
Fly me and state your name. It's like bust that. Who's that?
I'm in the weed spot, pounds of perk, bowl of cereal, cartoons is on, my favorite shit is the Smurfs. Now I don't slip when I'm down in the dirt, cause by this time I done seen life and figured the amount that it's worth. It's the first, cops looking for work, got my niggas all cuffed up, sweating like a hooker in church. This old woman on her way to a church, she said the neighborhood's fucked up, and we the ones that's making it worse. Now that's fucked up, I hit the block hard, Timberlands scuffed up, no justice in the system, look around, it's just us. They tell me only God can judge us, but they ain't never met Judge Kuffner. I'm looking at this cracker on the bench. Don't understand, I only sold crack to pay the rent, but that's possession with a 10. Player, I ain't stressing, I'm a pair. My bitches love a cocktail dressing with the shrimp.
Cause we do it like how we do it. This is big truck style shit, diesel fluid. Slay bitches with the Shaolin sling. State the town, ball here, we just doing our thing. Come on.
You fools don't have a clue, do you? Moving them keys, yeah. Goose, you trooper like Isuzu. Nigga, you weed doodle. We burn that Cali Kush. My flow be on steroids, that shit that Barry took. Her in the game like the corns, that's on your daddy's foot. My niggas carry big guns, y'all niggas carry books. You shook niggas get stripped, beat it and wiped out. Con Ed status like Fab, nigga, it's lights out. What your life bout? Nigga, my life plush. I lost both of my parents, my nigga life sucks. Us Billy boys, so toys, cause they don't like us. Roll like the nose on a fiend, sniffing that white stuff. Moving with the semi. Eggplant pennies, hopping out the Bentley, looking like I just won an Emmy. Fly. Never been a sloucher, dog, cause I'm an alpha. Male got that product on sale, redeem your voucher. Leader of the gang, I'm spanking you alfalfa. Little rascals with no hassle, I will out ya. Sincerely doubt ya, and I will house ya. Post it out in front of your crib, just like a scalper.
Cause we do it like how we do it. This is big truck style shit, easy fluid. Slay bitches with the Shaolin sling. State the town, ball here, we just doing our thing. Come on.
Every time I pick up the mic, I put work down. Cops don't like me cause I live in the Merc town. My high school homies so crack, do songs. Can't get right through the team like two wrongs. Mad criminal mind and queen motherfuckers. Tight subliminal rhyme, scheme motherfuckers. Can't shake the monkey, life is a bitch. Jake's tried to jump me, wifey a snitch. Killer bees wild like C-74. New York bitch, adolescents at war. Fuck the government, yo, they made us this way. You a faggot, listening to what that chick say. Escape route, gotta be free like furlough. Fuck hoes, nigga, I don't care if the world know. Hardcore, move with the without clan. Diss me in the cabin, they murk your man. I'm a general, gone with the crazy hype game. You don't like me, wanna feel my knife game. Killer Hill, son, they don't like where I live at. Can't do Hollywood, so I fight to give back. Real talk, hard jeans and hard dick. Move in and out of state like drugs and garbage. Nigga, feel me, a nigga feel that blast. ATF, bitch, just guns and cash.
Cause we do it like how we do it. This is big truck style shit, easy fluid. Slay bitches with the Shaolin sling. State the town, ball here, we just doing our thing. Cause we do it like how we do it. Trife method cap, yo, nothing to it. Slay bitches with the Shaolin sling. State the town, ball here, we just doing our thing.
Straight up. Wu-Tang Killer Bees.
The best to ever do it. 103.04. You know how we do it.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So we are coming to the end of a real cool episode. Now, real quick, as we wrap up, and I'm going to let you send us out of here in a sec, Blaze, we're going to end with a song by Saigon. It's called Married to the Game. It's just a real cool, it's kind of a mellow track. But I want to wrap it up, put a bow on it. Death Certificate. That's when we started off the episode here. We were talking about which albums would you want to kind of get the behind the scenes. For some reason, that album is so packed with frustration, with some hope, and with some it kind of runs the gamut. With the Death Certificate album, it makes me wonder. I would have loved to have been in that area with Ice Cube, because he started to kind of explore more of the Nation of Islam type of things, and getting into the Muslim side of things, and just the frustration with the black community and what was going on, looking at ourselves, and they're looking at ourselves, and also looking at police brutality and all those things that were happening in the community at the time, and that are still going on. So their certificate is one for me. But so any last words for you, Mr. Blazelock, before we head on out of here, man?
Let's talk about two things. We got a few
yes,
minutes
sir.
To get in. All right, have you heard of Keenan Cahill?
Yeah, the name sounds familiar, yeah.
Okay, Keenan Cahill is this 15 or 16 year old kid. He has a disease. It's like Washgood Lacey's disease or something like that. At any rate, the kid is famous basically because he gets on YouTube, he lip syncs these, you know, popular songs.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so a lot of people know who he is, but may not necessarily know his name. But he's a little guy. He kind of looks a lot younger, but a lot older than he is at the same time. If that makes sense. But basically, that's as a result of the illness that he has. So anyway, this dude, I was sitting here, and I subscribed to Mashable on Facebook, and I was sitting there reading through, and it says, Keenan Cahill dominates YouTube again with the cast of Glee. This kid's YouTube channel has attracted 272 million views so far. Okay, and because I'm what you would call a research nerd, that immediately made me want to look up information both on his illness.
Yeah.
And because I want without sounding insensitive, I wanted to know what was wrong with him.
Right.
And so I looked that up, and I kind of read as to what, yeah, it's called Marito-Lamy syndrome. And it says it results in individuals developing a dwarf-like appearance. Anyway, so I'm reading through his Wikipedia bio, and one of the things that it says is, on May 3rd, 2011, he appeared on the After Show special for SiriusXM's The Opie and Anthony Show. He was interviewed briefly by Primetime's Sam Roberts and filmed by Opie for his YouTube channel, Opie Radio. Here's the part that had me like, what the F?
Okay.
On May 13th, he signed with G-Unit Records.
Oh, wow. Oh my goodness.
Now, it also made me think, as I was on Mashable reading this story, there were a couple of people who actually said what I thought.
Yeah.
He's not that good at lip syncing.
Right.
In a lot of cases, he's not even really lip syncing. He's just moving his mouth.
Right.
Now, I'm not hating on the dude because he has me cracking up because he's funny. I mean, he's funny when he does it. However, I just sit there like, is this really what we've come to for entertainment?
Wow. Wow.
And my second thing before we go out, and I invite everybody who's listening to the show to, if you know anybody who has it, hit them up. Better yet, if you want, hit me up. You can hit me up on Twitter at isthatblazerock, or you can connect with us on Mike Masters Radio Twitter page. But Google Plus is about to blow Facebook out the water. That's all I'm saying. That's how I feel. I mean, I realize that it takes a lot to change the collective minds and thoughts of the sheepage, but Google Plus is just elegantly put together as compared to the MySpace Junior that Facebook has become. So I hope people really take the time to get to the internet and learn it. But anyway,
I'm definitely on that bandwagon when it comes to that, and I'm gonna be getting rolling my sleeves up and really, you know, we talked a little bit yesterday about that, so I'm looking forward to the possibilities that are there with the Google Plus. So that's what's up. So we gonna leave you with Saigon, Married to the Game. So for Blaze Rock, I am Jay Love. We'll check y'all next episode. Until that time, you are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCNN.com. Are you kidding?
Struggle for change.